Hi, I'm Josh Harris. It's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. We'll be back with the Sunrise Morning Show in just a bit, but first, I am excited to talk to my friend and very talented counselor, Dr. Jerry Crete, founder of Transfiguration Counseling and author of Litanies of the Heart. It's great to be here with you, my friend.
Hey, fantastic to be with you.
So this book really delves into some uncharted territory, especially within the realm of faith and counseling. I'd love to hear a little bit more about it.
Yeah, well, I've been a counselor for a number of years and marriage and family therapist. And, you know, I've had some profound clinical experiences, first with EMDR, which is a type of trauma treatment. But then when I discovered parts work, and the most popular system right now is internal family systems, and I started using that with my clients. Wow, it was incredible, the change. Like the change was happening quickly. Clients were taking to it very well, most of them. They were reporting changes in their own interior life and their relationship with others, you know, within weeks. And so I was excited. I mean, this was a great method.
I would love to just know, in a basic form, what is IFS, internal family systems, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So that was a particular method developed by Richard Schwartz in the 1980s. It's basically this idea or this notion that within ourselves, in our interior life, that we don't have just like one singular personality, but we actually have a multiplicity within. And they call that parts, sometimes sub-personalities, you might say in aspects of self. You know, this idea that we have inner conflicts. One part of me wants to do this, while another part of me doesn't. And we're sort of duking it out within, or even this notion of like an inner child comes into it. And the idea that we have parts that are kind of representing different times in our lives, different traumas, different struggles. But we also have parts that are just super great resources and helpful. So it's this idea that we have this inner self, this core self, and that we also have these parts that are related parts of the self. And so this whole method is about connecting with, understanding, healing, working with, creating harmony within as we work with our parts.
So I'm assuming that some of these parts are properly integrated and some are not, and that can result in certain interior discrepancies or challenges. Is that the belief?
Absolutely. Even when St. Paul says, I do what I do not want to do, or St. James talks about a war within my members, they're really referring to inner conflicts. And so, and this takes many forms. And like you said, the word integration is a great one, because this is all about inner integration. It's not about fusing ourselves into one singular thing. It's about creating an inner harmony. And so we might even have parts, you know, that are functioning in really negative ways. And then we have other parts that don't like that. So for example, we talk about parts that are like manager parts. So I've got parts that are manage my life, you know, like go to work, and maybe it's a part that's like a dad or a therapist or whatever. But I also have other parts maybe that jump in to cope. And sometimes the ways that they cope might be negative. You know, for lots of people, that could be like video games, you know, binging or watching television all the time, or workaholism or alcoholism or drugs or whatnot. So they can be, we have parts, we call those firefighter parts. And so we got a manager part, firefighter part. And sometimes what happens is the firefighter part is trying to like prevent negative feelings, trying to prevent shame, fear, different things. And the manager part is just trying to run life, and they can get into conflict.
I thought this was really cool what you said. There was this correlation actually between some of the work you're doing and these kind of winks in scripture that allude to there is potentially biblical relevance to what you're talking about. What have you found is the best integration between these two worlds, the therapy and then also scripture or the teachings of the church?
Yeah. I, you know, and it's funny, I've had people ask me sometimes, you know, have you baptized IFS or ego state therapy and this kind of thing? And I actually don't say that. And I don't say that because I think I've discovered something that really predates definitely Richard Schwartz in the 1980s, but even Freud with his id, ego, and, you know, and so on, and Carl Jung and the different psychologists in the 20th century that kind of developed some of these ideas of inner multiplicity. But what I would actually say is that Richard Schwartz stumbled upon something in the faith that he didn't know he was stumbling upon. And that is, he was working with these women at the time in the 1980s, these women with eating disorders. And he was doing this kind of gestalt work, which is like basically connecting with their inner parts. And he was having them, you know, talk to their parts and so on. And as they were doing this thing he calls unblending, which is just like getting the parts kind of a little separate so that you can connect with them. As he was doing the unblending, he discovered this thing he just called self. And it was naturally compassionate, naturally kind, naturally patient, calm, creative, just this natural self that just wanted to heal. It didn't matter their trauma history. It didn't matter what was going on in their lives. There was this core that was good. And I think he naturally stumbled upon the Imago Dei. He naturally discovered the image of God reflected in the natural realm. And he just called it self. And then he went into this kind of new age approach to it, where he was, you know, like seeing this greater self in the universe, and our inner self is just this one part of this bigger self. And so he went into a spiritual place that made me super uncomfortable. And so and that's part of one of the reasons, there's more than one, but that's one of the reasons I wrote this book, was to show, no, here's the Catholic way to do this work. What I have found is that, yes, we're working on the natural realm when we're doing psychological work, generally speaking. And so we're working on healing parts. You know, we're working on learning how to love oneself better and then therefore love others better. But I feel like the spiritual and the natural kind of come together in a lot of that. I mean, it's Christ himself who said to love your neighbor as yourself is the second commandment. And so how do you love your neighbor if you hate yourself? Most people deep down hate themselves in reality. And so learning to love oneself properly means connecting with your inner parts, discovering this core spiritual center, which Dick Schwartz just calls the self. I use St. Paul's term, the inmost self, and discovering that inmost self. And once you unblend the parts, once you get to know your parts and you're accessing the inmost self, that's a spiritual event. That's a spiritual reality. That's what the monastic tradition has known for years, for centuries, really. St. Athanasius called it the a mirror of the soul, or other mystics and monks in the church have called it like the eye of the soul or whatnot, or the true self or the core self or something along these lines. But it's all speaking to the same reality of this deep inner part of the soul. And so when I was discovering all this, it like took me into like, hey, wanting to understand what is the Old Testament view of the heart and the soul and the New Testament, and what did the church fathers say? And it really discovered it's all there, you know. And even St. Augustine talked about his disintegrated heart.
Yeah.
He talked about the separation within and what it means to be reintegrated, what it means to be. So I feel like, yes, this is on the natural realm primarily, but it opens the door to greater spiritual realities. And I think that when we do start, you know, in this place where we're working with our parts and we're connecting with our innermost self, then, and we're in a state of grace, then we're opening the door for grace to work, for the infused graces of faith, hope, and love to work through the heart to all of our system, to all of our parts, or a whole human person. And it's transformational.
Thank you so much for joining us, Doctor. I've really enjoyed this chat. I look forward to picking it up on Monday, where you will be unpacking how we can treat anxiety with some very simple techniques. Be sure to tune in Monday morning, 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. Now, back to the Sunrise Morning Show.